But it was a very great laboratory. And at the end of my tour, they took me into a basement, sub-basement, dark room, and introduced to a young Chinese fellow named Charlie Cao, Dr. Cao, K-A-O. And he was working on high-purity silica glass for long-distance transmission of signals. And his theory, he showed in theory that if you reduce the transition metal elements in glass, in silica glass, you could have a long-distance transmission of a signal without absorption or dissipation, and you could have repeaters 10 times the distance that is required for microwave repeaters. His materials work, it was beautiful materials work, and he then published on it. And when I came back to that lab about 9 months or a year later, I wanted to go down and see Charlie Cole. And the lab director said, "I'm sorry, he isn't here anymore." I said, "What happened to the project?" He said, "Well, we stopped the project. We stopped the fiber optics transmission project." This was in 1966. He said, "We stopped it because we went to the British Post Office and told them about this work and asked if they would be interested in funding it. We would fund it ourselves, but they would be the customer of this anyway when it came out. And the British Post Office said, look, 1966, we have enough coaxial cable in the ground to last us well beyond the year 2000. We don't need any higher capacity system than we already have." As a result, ITT STL stopped the fiber optic project, did not patent Charlie Coe's fundamental work. Publication went out. Make a long story short, 5 years later, when the Corning got into it and read his papers, obviously, they give credit to Cao for the fundamental paper and produce the high purity glass, U.S. military became interested because this allowed them to bury acoustic detectors throughout the Pacific Ocean for the Russian submarines in the Atlantic Ocean. It doesn't give off any electrical radiation, so it can't be detected.
So a
can't
submarine
be destroyed.
Optic cable?
Submarine acoustic network sound transducers underlie the whole Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, connected by fiber optic cable.
They can't be detected.
They can't be detected because... Okay. And so the military was interested, and the military went to ITT and asked if we would bid on some projects. So ITT said, "Yeah, we'd love to bid on these projects in our military division." So we sent out a search for Charlie Cao.
Wasn't he still at
STL? No, he had left because he came
when they
canceled
his project.
He had left. And we asked STL, "Where is this guy?" "We don't know where he is." We hired an ex-FBI agent and found Charlie Cao in Hong Kong at the Hong Kong University and brought Charlie Cao back to the United States, and he headed up ITT's fiber optic program. But ITT and everybody else had to pay a license fee to Corning, who was smart enough to patent their work on high-purity silicon fiber optic cable. And we did not have the basic, they could get a patent on how to produce a high-purity cable. We could have gotten a patent on underlying patent on producing a glass fiber cable with the following properties that would allow the transmission of data over long distance without repeaters. We could have patented the underlying fundamental application. Didn't do it. So everybody ended up paying Corning.